Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pop. How about the 99 game at Fenway Park? They had Ted Williams riding out there, and the place was going crazy.
That was great. All right. We've Patrick Rooney Jr. This is a nobody Rooney. Sorry if he's listening or his family is. Who has no affiliation with the team, though. Sounding like an enraged fan who doesn't want to give TJ Watt a big payday because the timing isn't right to do it. And even though he carries no weight within the organization, I do think he makes a valid point. And here's the way I'll best articulate that or illustrate that right now. We all know that the Watt camp wants more money than Myles Garrett, which is another way of saying he wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. If you look at the rankings of highest paid players, it's 10 quarterbacks, including Tua and Trevor Lawrence and guys like that. And then you get to number 11, and it's Myles Garrett. And it's not just the annual money. It's also the guaranteed money. Last deal for TJ, he got $80 million guaranteed. Myles Garrett has $124 million guaranteed in his deal. So he could get injured. So, you know, his career could end, and he would still, you know, I don't see the fine print on it, but he would still be a very, 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 very rich man. Or I don't know about the injury stuff. More accurately, if his play tailed off and the Browns wanted to get rid of him, they'd still owe him that money. $80 million on the last deal for Watt guaranteed, and Garrett has not doubled that, but still substantially. It's $44 million more guaranteed than Watt on his last deal. So for those who are pro-Watt, and there's still a lot of you out there. I mean, I see it on social media. I see it in our YouTube comments. I see it on our text line. It's a pretty split topic. It's a pretty dividing line for Steelers fans. If the question is this, would you give Watt the following contract? So I'm going to give you the parameters of a deal. You tell me if you would do this. $168 million. On a four-year deal, 4 years, $168 million. That's $42 million a year with $126 million guaranteed. So essentially, $126 million guaranteed would mean that 3 years of Watt's four-year deal would be guaranteed. So that would be, and they could dress it up any way they want, say signing bonus, but really it's 3 years of a contract. So that would be 31, 32, 33 years old, all guaranteed on a deal for him. 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed. I would not do that. And I speak out of both sides of my mouth, but every time this topic comes up, which seems like it's a daily thing now because it's July and the Steelers haven't reported for training camp, that's still 2 weeks away, and it's still hanging over them. What is he going to do? Is he going to give in like he did last time and storm into Rooney's office Is the team going to bend over and meet him halfway? I mean, there's all kinds of layers to this. I do think it's more complicated than some people make it out to be. We'll talk to Fittipaldo about it in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get Palazzolo's take next hour. We've got Pompeiani coming your way in about 10 minutes on a variety of topics, including this one. I speak out of both sides of my mouth. I think he's worth more money than Myles Garrett, but I wouldn't want to give it to him. I would not want to be the one to pay him. So that's like the middle ground I find. Like, I think that this is true of a lot of businesses. You know, they have employees who maybe outgrow their company, or the company's at that point happy where it's at. They don't want to break the bank for somebody. And they're like, yeah, you can get that money somewhere else. Good luck. Or not even good luck. You're not going to need it, but go get it somewhere else. And the difference here is that Watt is still under contract, so he can't just like walk as a free agent. And that's one of the things the Steelers have to their advantage is this. This is a nuclear option, but if Watt really is dead set on getting this kind of money, and the Steelers want to challenge him on it and not just acquiesce to him, what is TJ going to do if the Steelers say, no, we're not going to pay you that money? Is he just going to come back here and play for $21 million this year? He would not want to do that. At that point, he'd want to trade, but the Steelers don't have to trade him. And I know Tomlin has gone on and on about he wants volunteers, not hostages. A disgruntled TJ Watt is still, I think, such a competitive person that he's not going to, his play's not going to dip because of it. Now, maybe like if he was kind of sort of injured, he wouldn't risk it. Like if he was at 75%, he would sit out a game in that situation. Like these are the concerns that the Bengals had last year with T. Higgins when he didn't have a new deal. And even though the Bengals have won bigger than the Steelers lately, having played in the Super Bowl a few years ago, I'll take the way the Steelers do business over the way the Bengals do business. So, you know, you don't want to be lumped in or you don't want to be compared to them, but I really think that both sides here, which makes this a potentially contentious negotiation, is both sides feel like they have ample leverage. Watt feels like his leverage is, oh, you're really trying to win this year. You need me, and you need me, you know, in good spirits. And the Steelers' leverage is, you're not in the last year of your deal. You're under contract for the upcoming season, and we also have the franchise tag at our disposal. 412-928-9370. Donnie, would you do 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed?
No, that's a little bit rich for me. And I know it may sound like we're splitting hairs, but I would go 161 over 4 years because that's $40.25 million per year. And I would say, well, you're making more than the guy you hate. You're making more than the guy that you have an ongoing pissing match with. I mean, We've kind of joked, oh, maybe he'll take a cent more than Myles Garrett. I would put him to that test. Say, listen, we're paying you more than Myles Garrett, but we are not going leaps and bounds over that. I would hold it right there. That would be my best offer to him.
So, but how much money would you guarantee to him, which I think is a big deal?
So how much is guaranteed to Garrett?
124.
Yeah, so again, I think I would just jump like right over that. I think I would just have Garrett like slightly beat in both of those categories.
So that would be 3+ years of his contract guaranteed then. Because 40 times 3 is 120. And that's still less than Garrett. So you'd guarantee almost the full 4, not almost the full 4 years, because like $3 or $4 million is just a small bit of like the $40 million salary. But you would guarantee at least 3 years for him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, are you doing that because you think, you said yesterday you think he's kind of on the downside of things, though?
I mean, I didn't say all I said was, here's the issue when you get in these debates about Watt or Garrett. If you say that he's not going to have a second half of a career as good as Myles Garrett, people take that as, oh, you think TJ sucks, bro? What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm not saying that with you. All I'm saying is that if you give him that contract, you're making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, meaning he, based on salary, should be the most productive guy who doesn't play the most important position in the entire league. And based on what you said yesterday, I know it's a splitting hair thing, I'm just a little bit surprised that you would still give all that money to a guy who you actually don't think is going to have the 20 sack seasons anymore.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to see how they can kind of replicate what he does. And I still think, even though they put a ton into their defense and they end up getting embarrassed every January, having a player of T.J. Watt's caliber, he's still going to be one of your best players.
So they paid him almost $30 million, $28 million last year, and he had, what, 11.5 sacks?
Yes.
I think if you played Sawyer and Herbig at that position combined, they could replicate that number. I think they could team up for 11.5 sacks together for 1/28 of the cost. You don't think so?
I mean, maybe. I mean, Herbig is good in the situational pass rushing downs, but we don't really know how Sawyer will be as a pass rusher in the NFL.
I don't think that's going to be his bread and butter, but I also don't think he's going to be bad at it. Like, I actually feel really good about, and now Herbig, I was super bullish on, and I think I got a little ahead of myself when I said he was better than Highsmith. I'll own that one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but I admit it. You watched Ohio State. You like Ohio State. I'm going to stand by the statement. I think Jack Sawyer's good enough to be an above-average NFL starting edge rusher. Agree? Disagree?
I would agree with that.
Ambivalent? Yeah.
Yeah, like obviously, once he gets to his best.
Right, and obviously Watt's much better than that, but I just, on a team that I don't feel like having him is going to be what ultimately puts them over the top or makes them uber competitive and relevant, like 30 years old, only the quarterbacks are making more money. I just don't feel good giving them that contract.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Correct. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 15 minutes away from a special edition of PM Team Power Rankings, we jokingly said at the end of yesterday's show, what if we ranked not the top 25 games of the last 25 years for the Steelers, but the best game in each of the last 25 years? So what was the best game in 2024? What was the best game in 2023? Well, someone at our station actually put the work in and made this list. We will reveal it and we will critique it coming up. At 4:45, the top 25 Penguins of the last quarter century with a special guest. You'd think Sid would be one and Malkin would be two. Where do you go from there on that list? Kessel, Fleury, Letang, Kovalev as an early 2000s guy. Mario didn't play a long time, but he had good years in there. So we'll do that. It's that time of year, July 10th, where we're making lists like this and having fun. Bob Pompiani, speaking of having fun, joins us right now. Pomp and Joe. He's working all week on Pomp and Joe. Actually, wait, I'm just hearing that's not true. You're off tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm doing TV all week like I always do, so it's a good doubleheader day every day for me from 10 in the morning until midnight, but it's fun, and that's why we do this, that's Pony, right?
Yeah, are you feeling, like, extra, like, fatigue from now doing the two full-time job thing?
Not really.
A good question. No?
No, I feel like it's in a way it energizes you. There are times, that's why for me on radio, it's 3 days a week is enough. I can't do more than that. Then I really would feel that way. Plus, I owe it to my wife and my kids and grandkids to spend more time, and I'm trying to do that, even though that's sort of exactly opposite of what I just described. But I fit it all in somehow, some way.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear that, Bob. What was your reaction to seeing in the Post-Gazette today from Noah Hyles, him saying, quote, I think 2026 will be Paul Skene's final full year with the Pirates?
Well, at first when I heard it, and we talked about it on our show today, I thought, okay, that's a little too early, but I understood what Noah was saying, because there is the possibility of 2027 being in jeopardy right now. It could very well be that scenario. I think it'll still go beyond then. Because I'm not sure this is going to ever be a lockout. It seems like every time we get down this road, players figure it out that they have the owners over the barrel, and the owners always cave, it seems, or at least that's my perception of it. So I think they all realize they make money, and they're going to try to keep that going. So it may be averted, although I think for the betterment of the game, it needs to happen. But as far as Skene's is concerned, it's just a matter of how much time. Even if you factor in the half year last year, then this year, then next year, you're 2.5 years, and, you know, I thought for sure it would go at least four, and I think they should be planning appropriately, which they've already been way late on, and it's cost them another season.
Where should their payroll be next year with Paul Skene's? Where should it be? Not where will it be.
$140 million.
$140 million.
Yeah.
So if they got to 140.
We brought this up earlier today, too, and I like this example because I remember as it played out, you know, Pete Alonso was out there for anyone to take if they wanted to. I know he probably wanted to return to the Mets, but they ended up giving him 2 years, $54 million. Using him as an example, $27 million a year for a player who's hitting, you know, 290 with 21 home runs and 70-plus runs batted in, that's what you want, and it costs. If you're going to play this game, it costs that. That's part of business. So a contract like that, they should say
bless
yes,
you, T-Bird.
And maybe you have to pay even more for it, but so be it.
You would have had to. You would have had to pay probably 30 to get him to pick the Pirates.
Well, so what?
Over the Mets.
And what that? Where does that do to the payroll? And what does it do to their lineup, more importantly?
Well, it would put it at $114 million because they're at like 80. They're in the 80s. So let's say they go from 87 to 117 is where Skeens would put it, or Alonso would put it. And if you put Pete Alonso on this team, I think they go from being the worst-hitting team in Major League Baseball to probably the 25th worst-hitting team in baseball.
Well, I mean, you obviously need more than that. But I was, you know, at the beginning of this offseason, I thought they'd have two significant bats that would make a difference. They got bats, but they didn't get the kind of bats that they needed. And they weren't willing to spend what's needed. And that's the problem. Once you create a scenario where you have the image and you're never going to pay, then people don't even look at you as a possible option. So they need to make sure they overdo it sometimes. And if it means paying more for a guy, so be it. I would rather see that. And the fan base at least would be somewhat energized to know that they're trying to do more. It can't just be 1 year, $2 million. It can't be Tommy Pham numbers, Adam Frazier numbers, that kind of stuff. That's nitpicking. And I don't think it ever improves your team.
Would you give TJ Watt this projected deal? Speaking of money, 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed.
Well, given what Garrett got, I think that's probably what you're describing, similar money like that. Is that more guaranteed money? I forget. He got 100 and what, 33?
It's $2 million more guaranteed. Garrett's 124. Okay.
Well, I think the Steelers are going down that road where they do it. As far as me, I would do it, but I would also try to get him to understand that just because you want to be the highest paid player, which may only last for a day before Micah Parsons comes along and makes it, you know, how much money do you really need? This is a contract. If he's serious about his intent of being here, as he said before, then there should be a way to figure this out before it ever gets to that level. Now, if he's intent on becoming the highest paid temporarily, and then I guess you got to deal with that. I didn't think it would ever come to that. I thought it would be. And having said that, I also think the Steelers missed the boat. They could have gotten him way under this number if they did it a little earlier than they chose to do it.
Bob, don't you think it's not like a super wrong inference to think maybe he's not overwhelmingly happy here? They've never won a playoff game with him. It's been 8 years. He hears that all the time. They put him in the same spot on every play. He got chipped like crazy. It hurt his numbers. All I'm saying is he put up the Instagram post that everybody saw. His brother seems to go on McAfee at least once a month and say things that make it sound like he's not exactly, you know, in love with being a Steeler. I don't know. He said that when the season ended, but maybe he doesn't feel that way anymore.
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe Minka feels differently now. Maybe one of the reasons why he's no longer here is because he thought they were going to do one thing with him and they did another, or he just dropped off. I mean, it could very well be that as well, based on what they were paying him. So, that could be true. I don't know what goes on in that department and how he feels about the way they run defense. But, he gets chips a lot, but he also has to work through those. And he does it seemingly earlier in the season, more so than later in the season in most years. So, when the games are more important and when they need him most, his numbers have gone the other way. So, you know, I just he's a great player, and I really believe that they're going to get it done with him. I'm just surprised it's going to a level where it has to be Myles Garrett money. I don't think to make him satisfied, I don't think he needs to be there. Quite frankly, he has enough money for the rest of his life and his family's life probably. So if he's happy, he should just make the call and get it done.
Agents are involved too. You got a big agency representing you. Garrett has another agent.
Yeah, but he controls it, doesn't he? He's the guy. If he says, I'm happy, that number is fine with me, doesn't the agent who is employed by him owe him the opportunity to accept the deal? I mean,
If you produced better ratings and had more success than someone who had the same exact job as you in town, you know, I wouldn't, if I were you, I would not feel comfortable or great accepting or taking less money than that person.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of game. That's apples and oranges, Andrew, because that kind of money would never even come close to the kind of money we're talking about. And I wouldn't get guaranteed money, and nobody else would in this business. That goes well beyond maybe the most effective times of your broadcast life. So I just think it's, you know, sports has gotten to the point now where these numbers are crazy. You have to play the game. I get it. But I think sometimes maybe the Steelers should explore different avenues when it comes to elite players. And if they really, truly want to keep them, they should have done it before Max Crosby ever got. And that's 2 years out, which is a policy that they don't normally embrace.
Have you ever talked to somebody over there as to why they even have that policy?
Not really, other than it's just been a longstanding policy. Now, they have the thing now is they've changed some of their policies.
Right, that's what so I mean.
If you're going to change policies, that's the one I would probably change the most. I understand what they think. If you do it, and then other players are going to want the same kind of treatment, and then you
But they're not all TJ Watt.
Exactly. That would be my counter to those other players. I said, if you're an elite Hall of Fame player,
win a defensive player of the year, then get back to me. Yep.
Right. And I think that's an appropriate response by the team to just say, okay, fine. You want that? Show it to me. And when you get to that level, we'll take care of you. But if you're not a Hall of Fame level, first ballot, defensive player of the year, whatever, we're not going to deal with that. So, but I do think for certain players, you have to make exceptions if you want to beat the market and if you want to keep the player around.
Donnie, give Bob your ranking of the top five Steelers of the last 25 years, and let's see if Bob agrees with the players you put on that list and the way that you ordered them.
Oh, okay.
All right, Donnie.
All right, Pomp, you ready for number five?
Okay, yes.
Hines Ward. Number four.
This is of the last quarter century.
Yeah, so since
2000. To 2024, yep.
Hines Ward, number five. Alan Faneca, number four. Antonio Brown, number three. Troy Polamalu, number two. And Big Ben, number one.
Where do you have Watt?
Six.
So he's on the outside of that top five. Well, where do you have Bettis?
I have Bettis at 16. He did a lot of his damage in
Bob,
the 90s.
His best years were in the 90s.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Don't worry. A lot of people jumped on me for that. But
he didn't
they
even
just don't
make my list.
Okay. Do you include kickers in this?
I had Boswell on mine at 24. I probably could have had him
on
higher.
The list. I wouldn't put him. He's definitely on the list for the role he plays in importance. As far as Hines Ward, yes, Faneca, yes. I mean, I can't deny those guys are Hall of Fame players. Ahead of him, Troy's a Hall of who's the third?
A.B.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I don't know if I'd put A.B. up there. I'd put Watt, maybe Harrison ahead of him. Where do you have Harrison?
Seven.
Bob, how about Hayward? Well, are you forgetting he's played football for about 20 years?
No, I know. I'm just trying to – I mean, okay, you caught me off guard here. I'm trying to think of all the guys. Yeah, I mean, he's going to – I would put A.B. out of that top five. I would put him more of the 8-9 role and replace him with either Watt Harrison or even Cam Hayward. But I just think A.B. – and I say that knowing that I think his six-year run was as good as any we've seen. But just the way it all broke down, everything about that still – I think affects me a little bit.
Who would you put one, Ben or Polamalu?
I would put Ben one. Still would. I think the quarterback is the most important player on the field. And when, you know, so.
Malzie had him 14th.
Polamalu, obviously. What's that?
Malzie had him 14th.
Ben? Did he really?
No, he didn't. But Malzie just hates Ben, of course.
Yeah, that's just speculation.
I was going to say, that's letting your personal feelings affect your list. Can't do that, can you?
All right, Bob. Great stuff. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, Boney, I'll see you. And Donnie, have a good day. Thanks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That music means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. No Malzy today. Donnie back in Greentree. I'm at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Speaking of Donnie, check out his sit-down with Pat Freiermuth on our YouTube page, 93.7 The Fan. Breaking bread. They had a nice Italian meal together. It was splendid. It was terrific. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. They get into a variety of things, not just football. He runs the gamut with one of the most popular Steelers. Well, we've been doing these rankings lists because before you know it, training camp will be here and we'll be balls to the wall when it comes to Steelers talk day and night. And the trade deadline's still weeks away. And it's not like anybody knows any of the guys that the Pirates are going to draft with the sixth pick, and it's just frustrating to even talk about them, again, having to pick early in a draft, given the fact that they're 6 years into a rebuild. So we've made some of these quarter-century lists. The most unique one was something we touched on yesterday. If you looked at the Steelers over the last 25 years, 2000 to 2024, not just the best 25 games, but what was the best game every year? And producer Jermichael Finley made the list. And so I wanted to go over it, Donnie, and critique it with you. Starting with last year, he put the Steelers' dramatic Mike Williams touchdown to beat the Commanders 28-27 number one. I disagree. I would have gone with the Steelers' home win over the Ravens, the Tucker missed kicks, the Boswell bombs, the stopped two-point conversion at Acrisure. Whenever you beat the Ravens, it means more. They're a great team. So were the Commanders last year, but we didn't necessarily think that at the time. It was the midpoint of the season. They were good. Didn't look like they were NFC Championship good. So I would pick the Ravens game from last year. You?
See, I'm on board with Greg, and I said that yesterday. I'm going with that Washington game.
2 years ago, he went with the Steelers beating the Ravens the last game of the year, or the second to last game of the year, my bad. Oh, wait,
that was the last game.
Yeah, that's the last game of the year, my fault. When you had Ben connect with Ray Mc... Wait, do I have things in order? He did this out of order.
No.
No?
2023, the Steelers beat Baltimore 17-10, and then that next day, the Titans beat the Jags.
That was in the rain. That was the Mason Rudolph game, yes. My fault. That was the Mason Rudolph game in the rain where Deontay had the long touchdown, and then they made the playoffs the very next day. To cap that three-game winning streak at the end of the year.
See, I actually disagree with him on this one.
What's better from that season?
I think the week before when they played Seattle. I think I'd go with that game. Because I think that, too, I know that wasn't the one that, like, got them in. It certainly kept them alive. It also actually had me thinking, like, this team is going to make the playoffs. Like, things are going to roll their way. They just went into Seattle, a team in a similar spot as them. They win a game on the road. Najee looked great. Rudolph looked great. Pickens made that acrobatic catch. That actually had me feeling like they were going to have the ball roll their way, which it did.
Yeah, I think all three of those games are close. I think you could even take Rudolph coming in after so many people dogged him like me and said he stunk, and then he lit up Cincinnati in his first game as a starter. And then they played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because it was right around Christmas on that Saturday. You know what? I'm actually going to put that one because of, like, the storybook feel of it, of him coming off the bench after being much maligned and winning that game. 2022, Finley went with Pickett to Najee to beat Baltimore. That was the penultimate game of the year. That was when it looked like Kenny had the clutch gene, and he came to the sideline, and Tomlin patted him on his helmet and said, Kenny effing Pickett. But I would actually pick the Christmas Eve game against the Raiders, the immaculate reception night after Franco had passed away, and there was another last-second drive to beat them. That would be my pick from that year.
Yeah, you actually had me convinced with that one because I think I was feeling the same way as Finley. The other game I threw out there was the beginning of that season when the Steelers had the game in Cincinnati, because that's the same season, 2022.
Yeah, that's Minka Fitzpatrick being a,
that
just
one
a baller.
Could be considered, but I do
think... Burrow's worst game ever.
Yeah, I do think the... You said storybook ending for the game in 2023. I think that one certainly did against
all
the
right.
Raiders.
2021, Steelers are massive underdogs and win against the Bills in week one. That's when Watt came off the couch and dominated, and Ben made some big plays, and they beat Josh Allen. That was Finley's pick for that year. I like two games more than that. I like the last 2 weeks. I like Ben's final home game, and I like him beating the Ravens to put the Steelers into the playoffs with the Ray McLeod play that I mistakenly brought up earlier. But I would go with Ben's final home game as the signature game from that season.
I thought of Ben's game. I thought of that same Ravens one. I can't say I disagree with his pick, though, because I certainly did not expect...
So is that what you're picking?
I think I'll go with him on that one. I certainly did not expect the Steelers to walk into that game and actually win against Buffalo. I know it's... You could almost say, like, okay, it's low stakes because it's week one, but every game is so meaningful. That game was great.
2020... The COVID year, when they started 11-0, Finley goes with when they clinched the division and came back from a huge deficit to beat the Colts 28-24. Phillip Rivers and the Colts in that game, where Ben looked like he was dead the three games prior when they lost three in a row and had a throwback game to win.
I'm going to disagree with him on that one. I mean, that was like their last fun game because of how bad that season finished.
I like the Eagles game.
So I was going to say the one at Baltimore.
They scored 38.
The one at Baltimore.
Oh, is that when Minka broke up the ball at the goal line?
Yeah, and you had the Bob Spillane pick six in that game.
Yeah.
I think Highsmith may have had an interception as a rookie.
Man, you're like... It feels like, given like past Steelers glory years, like the last few years trying to find the best game is like scraping the bottom of the barrel, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. I mean, in like 08 and 05, there's like, especially 08, there's like a ton of good games to choose from. What would I go with here? You know what? Ultimately, I'm going to agree with Greg and say that the Colts game is the best one, just because it did clinch the division and they looked offensively, they put it all together in the second half, and it looked like they might be able to carry it over into the playoffs, and they got blown out by the Browns. 2019's a funny year because that's when Duck took over for Mason because Ben was out. And Finley said the best game from that season was when they beat the Chargers 24-17 on Sunday Night Football. That's when Devin Bush picked up a fumble. Oh, man.
I like
that
one.
Best game from that year?
So I'm thinking of... I'm thinking of a couple from that year. One of them being the one against the Colts where I think Vinatieri missed a field goal by like 70 yards to possibly win the game.
It looked like he had like a broken controller on like Madden and just missed it like way to the left.
Yeah, Minka had a pick six that was nearly the whole length of the field. The Rams game the week after that was pretty good, but here's...
That would be my pick.
Here's one that was, I think, the most satisfying to me. When they got their second crack against Cleveland at home.
And Hodges beat Baker?
Yes.
I'm going to pick
James Washington made a great grab.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually. Because that was like the nail in the coffin for that, like, for that whole regime there, I felt like. Actually, that's not true because Baker came back and won the Super Bowl the next year. Didn't that loss get people fired, though? Am I right about that? Did Hugh Jackson?
I mean, there's so many times that Browns coaches have gotten fired after a Steelers game. It is tough to pick.
2018, Finley went with the Steelers beating the Patriots late in the year when Joe Hayden picked off Tom Brady. I would agree with that. 2017, he went with Steelers 39, Ravens 38 late in the year. I disagree. I would pick the game they won in Cincinnati. Wait, am I looking at the right year here?
Yeah,
I would pick the game they won in Cincinnati when Shazier got hurt and they made that huge comeback when Juju blew up Vontaze Burfict.
Man, that was such a fun season. I mean, I know they got out of a lot of those games by the skin of their teeth, and they should really thank Boswell for being 13-3. But like, just looking at some of the games that year.
So what would you pick then?
I think I would go with the Baltimore one narrowly. But, man, they had a great run of games there. Like the Green Bay game, AB made a remarkable catch along the sideline for a Boswell field goal to follow. Cincinnati, obviously all the adversity there, and they were down big at halftime. Baltimore, they're down big in the fourth, and Lev Bell goes off. I think I'd go with that Baltimore one.
2016, they got all the way to the AFC Championship game, but Finley went with the Immaculate Extension win. I would agree with that. I would put that. I think that's a more memorable game than the Boswell field goal fest or the blowout win against the Dolphins in the wild card round. You agree?
I would agree, yeah.
2015, Steelers playoff win in Cincinnati. Vontaze Burfict, Pac-Man Jones. A.J. McCarron,
yeah,
Ben on
no
a bum
argument.
Shoulder. Yep. 2014, Steelers-Ravens, he picked. Ben, six touchdowns for the second week in a row. I agree with that. I think he nailed that one.
See, we mentioned this yesterday. Or we talked about this game yesterday. I think I'm going with the one against Indy, just because I think from an individual quarterback game, it's one of the best I've ever seen from anybody. 40 of 49, 522, six touchdowns.
They scored 51 points.
But, I mean,
he followed it up the next week against Baltimore.
Two. Yeah. Yep.
2013, they went 8-8. Finley picked the game they played in the snow in Green Bay in week 16. Rodgers was out. Matt Flynn played. The final score was 38-31. It kept the Steelers' playoff hopes alive. I've already said that, but it's worth repeating. I agree with that. It was kind of a weak year in terms of like finding a great Steelers game, so I would pick that. And then the other 8-8 year, this is a no-brainer, Charlie Batch's game in Baltimore to beat the Ravens the week before Ben came back, and then they got Ben back, and they actually went into a tailspin. So those are the two 8-8 season signature games from those years. I would agree. 2011... He went Steelers 35, Bengals 7 to clinch the division. I disagree. I think it's when they beat New England in 2011.
Yes. I mean, because any time they beat New England, it was a big deal because it rarely happened.
And that was them beating Brady at Heinz Field for only the second time. 2006.
Oh, we're on 2010.
Or, well, my bad. What am I doing here? 2010, Steelers, Ravens, AFC divisional round, Antonio Brown's helmet catch. Yep, I put that ahead of the Jets AFC championship game. I think you concur with that, Donnie.
Yes.
2009, Steelers, Packers, the buzzer beater, Mike Wallace at the horn, onside kick because they didn't believe that their defense could stop Aaron Rodgers. What a great game that was. I agree. 2008, self-explanatory, Super Bowl 43. 2007, Finley said, crushing Baltimore 38-7 when Ben threw five touchdowns in the first half. He's right again. I agree with that. That's the year they lost to Jacksonville in the first round. You with
me
on all those?
Tomlin's first season. Yeah, I would go with that. When I'm looking at these games now, and I would think like blowing out Baltimore and Ben doing what he did, I would go with that.
2006 is when they missed the playoffs, and he went with the Steelers beating the Bengals to keep them out of the playoffs in Week 17.
Santonio Holmes walk-off touchdown in overtime.
Man, I think he's right again. I do think
Finley,
that was the
Finley's
best.
Good at this stuff, man. He watches a lot of old Steeler games, like probably more than I do.
2005, he didn't go with Super Bowl 40. He went with the Steelers beating the Colts with the Vanderjet miss kick and the Bettis fumble. I agree with him there.
Yeah, I think game for game, obviously one had bigger stakes, but one was a way better football game.
2004, he cheated, and he said either the Patriots win or the Eagles win. You also have the Doug Bryan miss kicks in the divisional round to get them to the championship game. But I would say, again, beating the Patriots and ending their unbeaten streak, Donnie.
Yeah, Halloween game, and that game was a lot further away than what the score indicated. Like, it was not as close as 34-20.
2003 is an ugly year. That's the last losing season, and he went Gildan passing LC Greenwood as all-time sack leader in a win against the Cardinals. I think it's when they beat Baltimore in Week 1, because there were still good vibes from the season before, and Maddox came out and threw three touchdowns, and they pasted the Ravens 34-15 at Heinz Field.
Man, what an ugly year that was.
But it got us Ben, so it was worth it.
Yep. 6-0 loss to the Jets in Week 15 that year.
I'm guessing you're agreeing with me and not, like, giving it because of a Gildan sack that really didn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so few to choose from. I mean, like, the only I can just remember, now San Diego was terrible that year. They beat them up late in the season, and I know Polamalu had a big game that finally had people thinking, hey, they got something here. But I think I'd go with the one you picked.
2002 best game is obviously Steelers-Browns and the wild card, the huge comeback, Tommy
yes.
Gunn, Northcutt's drop. 0-1, Steelers crushing the Ravens in the AFC divisional round, Elvis Gerback playing like garbage, the Steelers getting to the AFC championship game, Greg's right again. And then 2000, he went with the final game at Three Rivers. He's right about that, too. So I agree with, like, from these 25 years of games, I think he got, like, 16 or 17 of them right, which
yeah,
is pretty good.
He did good.
That was PM Team Power Rankings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.